Some words from St. Mark's account of the first Palm Sunday. He tells us, "Many spread their garments on the road, and those that went before and those that followed after shouted, 'Hosanna!'" Well, unanimously, of course, all four Gospels tell the story of that first Palm Sunday, but it's Mark, who probably as a young lad had a ringside seat on that first Palm Sunday, as he probably did later on Maundy Thursday night in the Garden of Gethsemane. And so it's Mark who adds a further little intriguing detail, telling us, I quote, "Many spread their garments on the road." Well, they all tell us that. But he adds, "The crowds that went before and the crowds that followed Jesus shouted, 'Hosanna.'" Hosanna, the traditional cry to a triumphant and conquering king. You see, I want to suggest that that further little detail could hint at something very important as we set out together on our Holy Week pilgrimage, to rediscover, as I want to do this week, the end, the purpose of true religion, as opposed to its many distortions, and all that especially this particular Holy Week in 2016, when so much violence and terrorism is presently perpetrated in the name of religion, even in the name of God. And when perhaps many are thinking that perhaps the time has come in our history for the end of all religion. So back to Mark, telling us that in effect there were two parts in the crowd that day. There were those, he tells us, up front, those that, as he says, went before, that is to say, with Jesus following them behind, and those also that followed after, behind Jesus, but both alike shouting, "Victory, victory," but from two very different perspectives. So without forcing the text too much, I want to suggest that there are, and always have been, two sorts of so-called Christian disciples and religious people. Those that follow Jesus, who is the way, in his way, and all the way, and those who just want Jesus to follow them, doing it their way, like old Blue Eyes, you remember, who proudly sang, "I did it my way." But dare I go further than that this Holy Week, and along with you, I hope, admit that there are two different conflicting disciples in me. I can't speak for you. Yes, there is a little bit of me which, by the grace of God, really does want to follow Jesus, even like this Holy Week, to follow Jesus, who is the way, on the way of the cross, responding to his invitation, "Get behind me, Michael, and follow me," as Jesus said to Peter and says to all true disciples ever since. But frankly, dear friends, there's also another me, my conflicting ego, which just wants Jesus to rubber stamp my plans, to underwrite my programs, and to do everything my way, saying in effect, "Get behind me, Jesus, and follow me." It really is as though at different times I've taken my place in symbolic Palm Sunday processions, sometimes following Jesus with true disciples behind Jesus, but other times, and frankly perhaps most of the time, going in front of him, getting in the driving seat, praying that Jesus will back up from behind the direction in which I'm leading my life, rather than following in the direction in which his life in me is inviting me to follow him. And the irony is, of course, that both those who are following and those who are leading, as Mark tells us, were all singing from the same hymn sheet. "Hosanna, Hosanna," they were singing. Yes, the same old slogans, choruses, Bible texts, but with very different implications. For you remember from the very outset, Jesus had been totally explicit about the cost of true discipleship. What did he say? He said, "If anyone would follow me, let him take up his cross." The roadmap of true Christian discipleship for those who follow behind Jesus and plant their footsteps in his. Yes, the roadmap for true disciples leads you and me, as it led Jesus, right through the pain and darkness of the world and the pain and darkness that which is within me, to that new life beyond death, with all sorts of little deaths on the way. Can you see? Although Jesus at Caesarea Philippi, you remember, had explicitly warned Peter where following inevitably Christ would inevitably lead, nevertheless, Peter, do you remember, had very different plans. Jesus' response to Peter is fascinating. Having just a few moments before said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church," in the next breath, he says to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." He says to Peter, in effect, "You've got the cart before the horse, Peter. Stop trying to adopt me as your tribal god. Just here to underwrite your political ideology, whether to the right or the left. On your side on this or that issue, dividing my church. Using my name and my Bible text to support your prejudices. I've come," says Jesus, "to mark the end of that sort of religion. Take up your cross and for God's sake, follow me, Peter. Cross out your culturally conditioned self, your inflated religiously and politically nurtured ego. Put a line right through that." Got it? "And then the banner you carry will literally be a cross and not a slogan or a soundbite, using as propaganda for your own ends the gospel which bears my name." My goodness, strong words. "Get behind me, Satan." You see, when we cross that line between discipleship, following Jesus as our leader, and move from behind up front, from discipleship to self-serving leadership, religion on our terms, then religion degenerates into something quite demonic. It degenerates into an ideology, a political ideology, harnessed to political or economic ends, and always the same end, power. We begin to worship the Bible as God rather than worshiping the God of the Bible. We begin to worship our church, look out, rather than the God whose church it is. The philosopher Pascal said these hard words, and I think they're very relevant as you read your newspapers today. He says, "Men never do evil so completely and cheerfully as when they do it from religious conviction." Do you see? And that is the drama of Holy Week, but also precisely what we are witnessing today, this week, 2,000 years later, in the religious violence in so many parts of the world, and all in the name of religion. Who could have foreseen this? So little wonder that this present violence in the name of a perverted religion, daily in the headlines of our newspapers, is leading many to campaign for the end of all religion, that is to say, the termination of all religions. But Jesus Christ, not only by what he said, but also by the way he lived and died, exemplified the end of religion, but in the sense of the purpose of all true religion. Religion as a signpost and not a finishing post. Never compelling us, but rather always courteously inviting us to follow him as the way, all the way, on that road, road less travelled, to fullness of life in union with him, his Father and ours. And dear friends, that's a very different kind of religion, because then a religion of the book is transformed into a relationship of discipleship with a person, even Jesus Christ, our true King and our true God. So the pilgrimage of Holy Week is a kind of roadmap, that's what I want to suggest, with Jesus as our guide, pointing the way ahead through the darkness and pain of our lives. And for many of you in church this morning, this Holy Week will mark the end of a very painful year. Those little Calvaries we all experience on life's journeys, those dead ends of despair, disappointment, failure and loss. So that with eyes on Jesus, who has been there, seen that and done that, once and for all, we also together with him can come through it all and share in his Easter victory, when it will no longer be Hosanna, but Alleluia and Alleluia forever. So at the outset of this Holy Week, and I hope we can take it very seriously this year in the light of what's happening, can I ask you something of a personal question? How far are you prepared to go with this Jesus, who is the way and who went all the way from heaven to earth and hell and back again for love of you and me? Can I invite you again this year to join together and to go out of your way in order to follow Jesus, staying right behind him, who is the way, all the way, every day this Holy Week, as followers in the way and doing it his way. Following right behind Jesus on that inner journey of the heart. For the enemy, dear friends, is within. And let Jesus lead and guide us along that Bible roadmap to a new way of life, abundant and eternal. Yes, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday evenings, especially on Maundy Thursday at the Last Supper, the washing of the feet, the vigil in our symbolic Gethsemane, watching and praying together with Christ, again at the foot of the cross on Good Friday, and then together with Christ, sharing in that new life which explodes from the tomb, which is truly the womb, in his resurrection and ours, as disciples and followers of the risen Christ, shouting as we shall a week today, Alleluia, Alleluia. So let me see thy footmarks, and in them plant my own. My hope to follow duly is in thy strength alone. O guide me, guard me, call me, uphold me to the end. And then in heaven receive me, my Saviour and my friend. Amen.